Today's shir is Masechet Baba Basra Daf Ches, and we will begin on Daf Ches Amud Aleph at the third line. The Gemara continues to discuss the issue of taxing Rabbanim, taxing Talmid Chachamim. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda, Rama Karga Rabbanim. Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda imposed a tax on the Rabbanim. Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman Bar Chisda, Avarta Adraisva de Nevi Adiksuve. By making such a tax, you have violated what it says in the Chumash and Nevi and Ksuvim. Adraisa de Ksiv, the Pasik says, Af Choyviv Amim, Kol Kedosha Biadecha. Ama Moshe Lefinei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbani Shloilam, Afil B'Shah Shata Mechaviv Amim, even at time when you show love to other people, that means that the goyim are in position of strength. Kol kedoshav yibedecha, the holy people, the talmid chachamim, should remain in your hands. That they should not have, they should be protected by you, and therefore they should not have to pay taxes. Mefarshim ask, why didn't the Gemara bring what we know was in the time when Yosef was in Mitzrayim, that they didn't put a tax on the Kohanim? So Mefarshim answer, if that would be the only source for Halacha, we would perhaps assume that was specifically a din in Mitzrayim. How do we know that rule is a rule that applies to us at all times? That's why the Gemara quotes this pasuk. Continues the Gemara, Vahem Tiku L'Raglecha. The Pasuk says, Vahem Tiku L'Raglecha. Explains the Gemara, Tanu Rabbi Yosef, El Tamid Chachamim. The Pasuk is referring to Tamid Chachamim. Shemekastim Ragleyem Me'ir Le'ir. They take their feet from city to city, from Medina to Medina, from country to country, Lom Torah to teach Torah. Yisa B'Devrasecha, Lisa V'Litain B'Devrasov Shemakoim, in order to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. There's a machloikus rishonim when we say now that talmid chachamim are exempt from pay taxes. Is it specifically a talmid chacham who is tarasai emnasai, where he spends all of the time learning, or is an individual who spends all of the time that he can learning? He does go to work just to earn the minimum that he needs to survive. Is he considered in the category of Tarasai and Nasai? As I said, it's a machlokes rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that if somebody spends all the time that he can learning and he just goes to work to earn the minimum he needs to survive, he is also still in the category of Tarasai and Nasai. The Chazon Ish, in explaining this entire concept of Rabbonim being exempt from paying taxes, explains as follows. He says, we need to understand, he says, what would be, for example, the halacha in a city that's Isha Kula Talmid Chachamim, the entire city of Talmid Chachamim, so will nobody pay taxes? How will that city survive? So he explains that certainly a city that's Isha Kula Talmid Chachamim, that Talmid Chachamim will have to pay taxes. Rather, he says, the reason Talmidei Chachamim are exempt from paying taxes is because Talmidei Chachamim bring a protection to the city. In other words, why are taxes paid? Taxes are paid because a country needs an army. Taxes are paid because a city needs a police force. They all bring protection and security to the city. So he explains, Talmidei Chachamim are also necessary for the city, and they also bring protection and security to the city, and therefore they already pay their taxes, so to speak, by being in the city. But of course, if there's a city that's all Talmid Chachamim, we can't have a situation that no one's going to pay taxes. The Mefarshim also go on to explain, based on this pasuk, a number of points regarding Talmid Chachamim. One point is that who are the people, Yisa Medibrasecha, that it can have influence on others, that what they say matters to other people? Eila Tamid Chachamim. People who go from city to city learning Torah, these are the people that have the ability to have Yisum de Bersecha, to have influence. However, I saw another pshat, that the Gemara, the Pasuk, the Gemara are describing what actually are the qualifications of a Talmud Chacham. And they're saying that the qualification that a Talmud Chacham has to have is Yisum de Bersecha, that he has to spend all of his time learning Torah. That is what makes a person into a Talmud Chacham. I also saw another pshat, that if we look at this pasuk, it's somewhat interesting. The pasuk begins with a Lashon Rabbim in the plural, Af Chovev Amim, Lashon Rabbim, and it ends off with Lashon Yachid, Yisa Medibrasecha, which is a Lashon Yachid. Why? So I saw that we know that the Gemara says, Elav Nechnasim, 1,000 people enter the Beis HaMedrash, only one emerges as a Talmud Chacham. And that's what the Pasuk is saying. Af Chovev Amim. We begin with a city of Amim, with many people entering the Beis HaMedrash. But at the end, Yisum Medabrasecha, there are only very few that really emerge as being the great Talmid Chachamim. Continues the Gemara. And in the Navi, we said that if somebody in a city where Talmid Chachamim attacks, they're also over what it says on the Vim, the Ksiv, Gam ki yisnu begoyim, ata kapseim, v'cholu ma'at b'melech v'sarim. Even when they're between the nations, I will gather them, and I will humble them somewhat of the burden of the government. Amu'ullah, pasuk zeh b'loshin ramis namar. This pasuk is said in Aramis, and to teach us, itana kula, if all of Klal Yisrael learn Torah, ata kapseim, I will bring them back from Golus. V'mat mehem, if they're not all learning Torah, and therefore they will not be able to leave the Golus, at least yicholim masa melch v'sarim, those that do spend their time learning Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lessen their burden from having to have to pay taxes. At the Ksuvi, where we see that they violated what it says in the Ksuvim, the Ksiv, it would be unlawful to put on them different types of taxes. Rabbi Huda, in explaining the pasuk, menadu means zumanas hamelach, different taxes that were imposed. Beloy zukesef gilgalosoy is the head tax. Valach zarnuna. Machloikus rishonim, what arnuna means. Some rishonim say that it means that they had to give a 10% of all their crops and 10% of all their animals to the government. Another pshat is that at a certain time there were the governor, the king, would go from city to city, and as he would come to the city, they would have to pay a certain tax when he arrived. Another say it's referring to property tax. Who this pasuk is speaking to? Rashi says the pasuk is speaking to the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, and the pasuk is saying that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila would be exempt from paying taxes. Taisa says it's speaking to the people who built the Beis HaMikdash. They were Isaac b'Melech HaShemayim, and they were exempt from paying taxes. Says the Gemara, Rapapa Rama Kari Chadate. Rapapa imposed a tax because they needed to dig a well for drinking water for the city, and he said even the Assaimim have to participate in this tax. Maybe when they dig the well, they won't find any water. And as we know from many sugyas in Shas, that Chazal were very concerned that Yisraelim's money should not be abused or misused. So we take their money for this purpose, and it turns out that we don't have water, then their money will have been taken for no reason. Said Rapapa, Amalek, Mishko, Shaklenu Menayu, I take the tax from them, E Midvil, and then we dig the well. If we'll find water, Midvil, fine. Viloi, Mahadrin Eloi Nalai, I will indeed give them back their money. Amar Yehuda, Hakol Igli Kappa, everybody has to participate for putting doors to close the city's gates. Afilu miyasmi. Even Yisoyma have to participate. Av Rabbonin, however, Rabbonin letzrich niturosoy. They don't have, they don't need this protection, and therefore they don't have to participate. Hakol lekari pasya. Everybody has to participate in paying for a new well for water, and that afilu mirabbonin, because the Rabbonin also need drinking water. However, says the Gemara, v'loy amaron elo. When do the Rabbanim have to participate? If they're collecting money, and then they'll hire a contractor to dig the well for the water. If the way the well is going to be dug is that everybody from the city goes out to participate in the digging of the well, Rabbanon la b'nei mepik b'chluzan anu, one cannot expect the Rabbanon to have to go out and dig a well, and they don't have to pay, they don't have to participate. Says the Gemara, Rebbe pasach oitzus b'shnei b'tzaris. Rebbe opened up the storehouses of food to feed poor people during years of famine. Omar, and he announced, Yikonsu bali mikra, bali mishnah, bali gemara, those that learned chumash, mishnayis, gemara, bali aloha, bali agada, those that learned aloha and agada, they could come and receive a donation. Aval ami aritz, ayichnasu. Ami aritz should not enter. And of course the question comes up, why did he discriminate against ami aritz? The simple pshat, as we're going to learn in the Gemara soon, is because Rebbe believed that the Amei Oretz were a cause for the famine. So since they caused the tzaros, they don't deserve to be fed. Another pshat is, as we've learned and we'll actually see in today's shir, the halach is that during times of tzaros, people have to refrain from pleasure. The halach is that b'shnas ra'avim, during hunger years, osl adam l'shamish mitasay, one may not have relations with his wife. The Amei Oretz were not wanted to keep the same standard of living even during difficult times, and therefore Rebbe felt they weren't deserving of receiving contributions. The nafkamina between these two pshatim is what will be the halacha regarding poor umay sa'olam, poor people who are not Jewish. If the concern is because the Amoritz caused the hunger, so that's only the Amoritz, not the Goyim. But if the concern is because the Amoritz are acting, not willing to lessen their standard of living, that probably is the case by the Goyim too, and therefore they should also not receive the tzedakah in such a time. Of course, says the Ritva, in qualifying this Gemara, he says, in a situation where it's desperate, and this is the only source of charity, avadad, you have to give to the Amoritz also. The situation, Al Gemara says the Ritva, was that the Amoritz could have gone to collect elsewhere. On the other hand, says the Ritva, furthermore says the Ritva, that let's say we're in a situation that the person who's giving charity, Baruch Hashem, has enough, that he doesn't only, that he can afford to give not only to the Talmid HaChamim, but also to the Amei Oretz, certainly he should give. We're referring to a specific situation where the Rebbe did not have unlimited resources, and the Amei Oretz had elsewhere where to collect from. Says the Gemara, Dachak Rabbi Yonasan ba Amram v'nichnas. Rabbi Yonasan ba Amram, who certainly was a Talmid HaChamim, however, disguised himself as Amei Oretz and entered. Amaloi Rebbe Parnaseni. So he asked Rebbe to please give him tzedakah. Amaloi, so Rebbe asked the Bnei Karisa, did you learn Chumash? Amaloi Lav. So he said no. Shanisa, did you learn Gemara? Amaloi Lav. No. Interesting, Drishash makes a point. Here we see that you can have an individual that learned Gemara and didn't learn Chumash, because he asked him, did you learn Chumash? And then he asked him, did you learn Gemara? So obviously it's possible that you could learn Gemara without knowing Chumash. So, and he said, no. So Rebbe asked him, and came Ma'afanaseich, I'm not giving tzedakah Tamei Oretz. Amalei, so he said to him, Paniseini kekelev v'ka'orif. Support me like you would, like a dog or a raven. So Rashi explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that dogs eat and the food lasts in their stomach for 3 days. And a raven Also, when a baby is born, as the Medrash says, the baby is white, the mother is black, and therefore the mother doesn't recognize its child and doesn't feed it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that there should be worms in the tzaya, in the waste of the Eruv, and that's what these little babies survive from. So that's what he was saying. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on the Kelev and the Eruv, you have Rachmanis on me. Another pshat, the Mashal says, is that the two animals that had relations with their mates in the Teva were the Kelev and the Eruv. And as we just said a moment ago, that is inappropriate. But even though they did this inappropriate act, still Noach had Rachmanis on them and continued to support them. So too, he was asking, I should be supported just like Noach had Rachmanis on them. Another pshat that I saw, the Gra says this pshat, Chasam Sofer says this pshat, is as follows. The dog's greatness is what it did for us in past generations. No, the pasuk says that when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Lo Yechratz Kelef Es L'Shoinai. The Eruv's greatness is what it did later on. What the Eruv did was that in future generations, when Achav had chased away all the Nevi'im, the ravens would bring food from the palace of Achav to support them. So they had great children. And what he was saying to him was, even if I am unworthy of being supported, as I'm not a Talmud Chacham, look, maybe I have schus avis, or maybe I will have great children, and because of that, I should be supported. Panasei, Srebi gave him tzedakah. Basta Nafak, after he left, Yosef Rebbe became a star. Rebbe was upset. Vama oily shenasati piti lamarts. I gave support to lamarts. So Mefarshim asked, he just gave him a compelling argument why they should be supported. Why was he upset? So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is shenasati piti. What he was upset was that he gave him the same high quality bread that he ate. Even if he was going to support him, he felt that he shouldn't have given him such high quality food. Another pshat that I saw is that as follows. After a person does a good thing, he feels good. And after a person does something that isn't right, he doesn't feel good. After Rebbe gave him this stalker, Rebbe didn't feel good about himself. He thought, so he said, I must have done something wrong. The Kedushas Tzion explains the Gemara that it's a special schus and it's a special bracha that a person gives tzedakah, he should give tzedakah to worthy causes. And here he felt, what happened in his mind that this person was an Am Haaretz, what happened that HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused that the tzedakah I give to an unworthy cause? Don't feel bad. Maybe the person you gave tzedakah to is Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram. He doesn't want to benefit from the Kavod HaTorah, and that's why he said that he's Am Haaretz. But Kuv Ashkach, and they did investigated, and they found out that that was he. Amar Rebbe, after this happened, Rebbe said, you can't coil to avoid such a situation. Rebbe Latame, why was Rebbe so tough on the Amaratzim? Dama Rebbe, Ein Peronis Bala Olam El Bishvil Ame Haaretz. Says the Gemara, Kahuda me Klila the Shadu at Tveria. They imposed a tax on the city of Tveria that they have to pay for the new crown of the king. Asla Kame the Rebbe, so the citizens of the city came to Rebbe, Vama Laisva Rabbanan Badon. Rabbanon should participate in this tax. Amalahu. So Rebbe said, Loi. No, as we've been learning, Tamid HaChachamim don't pay tax. Amalei. So they said, Arikunin. We will run away. Amalahu. Areku. So Rebbe said, you can run away. There's a machlaikis harishayim. If a tax is imposed, and then after the tax is imposed, somebody leaves the city, is he still have to pay his share? from our Gemara, we seem to have a raya that he doesn't have to pay his shear. Other Rishonim say that if you were there when the tax was imposed, you can't say, I'm leaving and I don't have to participate. Here, the reason Rebbe didn't tell them running away won't take away the obligation was because Rebbe wanted to show, as we are going to learn in the Gemara, the power of Torah, that all of the, that Talmid Chachamim will not have to pay taxes. From, there's also a difficult question that's asked, but that's discussed by the Paiskim, and that is, what is the halacha in a situation where there's a tzara on a city, something was imposed on the city, and people could run a, and somebody could run away, and by him running away, at least he'll be spared. Is it appropriate for him to run away or not? It's actually, from our Gemara, we see that if he could certainly maybe run away. Continues the Gemara. So, Aruch Palgeian, half of the people of the city ran away, Dalyu Palga, and they exempted them from paying half the tax. Also Hana Palga Kami the Rebbe, the half that were left in the city, and said, Leis Rabbanan Badon, let the Rabbanan pay with us, Amalu Loi. So Rebbe said, no, the Rabbanan are exempt. Arakinan, so they ran away. Aroiku, and they ran away. So he said, run away. Aroiku Kul, so everybody ran away. Pashul Kaivis, the only person left in the city was some launderer. Shadua Kaivis, and they put the burden on that launderer. Arakaivis, so he ran away. And what happened then was, Paka Kalila, the tax was cancelled. Amareb, Rebbe, so Rebbe made his point. Reason from here we clearly see, Shein Peronis Bala Oilam, Elbish Filame Aretz, all the tzaras come because of them arts. So we learned in the Mishnah, V'kame Yir Be'ir, V'yekan She'ir, how long is somebody in the city, and he becomes like a citizen, that he has to pay taxes? The Mishnah said, 12 months. Asked the Gemara of Ramini, we learned in a Mishnah Hachameris, if there's a caravan of people traveling by donkey, Vagamelis, or they're traveling by camel, Haveris b'makom amakom, that are traveling from place to place, v'lana b'taka, and they remained in a city. V'otchimon, we know that the Torah speaks about an Ir Nidachas. An Ir Nidachas is a city that all of the city, all the inhabitants of the city worshipped Avodah Zarah. And whereas, normally, if somebody, Rachman Letzlan, worships Avodah Zarah, the halach is that his punishment is skila, but his money is not destroyed. Here in Nidachas, where all of the members of the city worshipped Avodah Zarah, their punishment is sayif, they're killed by sword, and their money is burnt. So here these guests that were traveling from city to city participated, hang the skila, they're not treated like Eir Nidachas, these individuals get skila, or man and pallet, and their money is not destroyed. But once they were in the city for 30 days, then, hang besayif, or mamanim abad. They are treated like members of Eir Nidachas, that they're killed by sword, and their money is destroyed. So we see that's 30 days. Answers the Gemara, Amaravalakasha, Halav Neimasa, to be considered a citizen, you need to be there a year. Hali Suve Masa, to be considered a resident, 30 days. And we find such a distinction, says the Gemara. Kretanya, Hamuda Norman Sheir, if somebody makes a nether that he won't benefit from anybody who lives, from any of the citizens, so the halach is, Kol Sheneshtasham Shnei Masa Chaydish, anybody who has lived in the city for 12 months, Osalanus Menu, you may not benefit from him. Pachs Mikan, but if that person is not living there yet 12 months, Mutter, he's not part of the nether. But if you made the nether that you're not going to benefit from Yosh Ve'ir, then halach will be, Kol Sheneshtasham Shloshim Yoim, Osalanus Menu, if he's there 30 days, you're not going to benefit from him. Pachs Mikan, less than 30 days, Mutalhanus Menu. The Rishonim do point out that the halacha may be different if somebody doesn't just live there, but he actually buys a house. asked the Gemara, Ulcham Mili, me being your base Chodesh, to become a citizen. Do you have to be there 12 months? Vatanya, Shloshim Yoim Latamchi. Once you live in a city for 30 days, you have to participate in the soup kitchen, the food that they gave to poor people. Shlosh Chodashim, once you live there 3 months, Lakupa, you have to participate in the charity fund. Shisha, after 6 months, Luxus, you have to participate in the fund that gave clothing to poor people. Tisha, once you were there for 9 months, Lakfura, you have to participate in the helping bury the poor people of the city. Shnei Masar, once you were there 12 months, then you have to participate past the year in building the walls around the city. So we see that you don't have to be there 12 months to have to participate. Answers the Gemara, Amrav Asi, Amrav Yoichanan, Kitna Namas Nisi Shnei Masar Chaydish. When our Mishnah says that it's 12 months, it meant Lepasi Ir Tanan, that after 12 months, you have to participate in building the walls of the city. Vamrav Asi, Amrav Yoichanan, Hakol Lepasi Ir, everybody has to participate in building the walls of the city. Afilim Yasmi, Ava Rabbanan Loi. Rabbanim don't have to. Why? As we've been learning, the Rabbanim don't need that special. You need human protection. They're protected by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Papa, Lashura, for funds to prepare the city wall. Lepasha, to hire a person who went around on a horse that patrolled the city. Or Tarzina, to have a guard to watch the weapons. Afilu miyasmi, even Yisraim have to participate. Avo Rabbanon, Latzrich Neturusa. Klora the Milsa. Kol Milsa, Disle Hanamina. Anything that they're gonna, that the Yisraim benefit from, Afilu miyasmi, we collect from them also. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Ramat Stoka, Ayasmi the Maimarian. Rabbi required that these Yisraim, the son of a very wealthy man, had to participate in giving tzedakah. Omlai Abaya, Vatanar of Shema Behuda, Ein Paiskin tzedakah Yisraimim. We don't force the Yisraimim to participate. I feel opinion Shvuyim, for opinion Shvuyim, which as we're going to learn in a moment, is considered the highest level of tzedakah. Omlai, so Rava said, Anolach Shvuni Kavirta. I did this for their benefit, because they should be considered prominent, that they are participating in this great mitzvah, and therefore, even though they're Yisoyimim, I collected from them. Says the Gemara, Ifra Homez, Ima de Shvamalka. Ifra Homez was the mother of Shvamalka. These were non-Jews. Shoda Anaka de Dinri. She sent a pouch full of gold coins, Lekame de Reb Yosef, to Reb Yosef, Amr with the instructions, Leheva le mitzvah rabba. They should be used for a very great mitzvah. Yosef Reb Yosef come aimba, my mitzvah rabba. What is considered a mitzvah rabba that we should use this money for? Amr Abaya, Medetani Reb Shmuel Reb Yehuda, Ein Paiskim Tztok al Yosoimim. We don't take stock from Yosoimim, Afil Lepunyan Shvuyim. Shmamina, from here we see, as we said, that Shvijin Shvuyim, mitzvah rabbi he, and that's what the money should be used. And as the Mefarshim explained, the Rishonim explained, even though typically we would not use the money of a goy for such a great mitzvah, since here she gave specific instructions that the money should be used for mitzvah rabbah, they were obligated to use it for that cause. However, the Rishonim and the Paiskim do say, we may take stock of money from goyim to build a shul, as we find that the Torah says that Goyim can participate in bringing Kabonais in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rava L'Rabbi Bameri, Menoha Milsad Am Rabbonon, the Pinyin Shvuyim Mitzvah Rabihi. What is the source that teaches us the Pinyin Shvuyim is considered such a great mitzvah? Amalei Diksiv. Because the Pasuk says, V'haymu K'yomer Elecha Einen Neitzei. When they will say to you, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yirmiyah to respond to the people asking him as they go out to Golus, V'matlem koyam Hashem, Ashel mavus l'mavus, those are destined to die will die, Ashel cherev, those are destined to die by sword, l'cherev will die by sword, V'shel arev l'rav, V'shvi l'shvi. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, in explaining this pasuk, Kalam ucha v'pasuk zeh kosh mechaveri. The pasuk is going in order what is considered a harsher situation. Cherev, dying by sword is kosher imavus. It's harsher than a natural death. Ibai say mikra, you could base this on a pasuk. Ibai say misvara, or it could be based logically. Ibai say misvara, haikum novel, somebody who's killed by sword is disfigured, whereas hai loy kamenavel, somebody dies naturally is not disfigured. Ibai say mikra, yorka be'enei Hashem hamafslach sidov. Pashup Shat, the pasuk saying is, it's heavy, it's difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu when tzaddikim die. But the other way that to understand the Gemara is, Yaakov Ein Hashem, it's an honorable death, Hamafsa, to die a natural death. Rav, Kosh Micheref, hunger is worse than Cheref, Ibai Yisei Mesvara, Haikam Etzdar, Valaikam Etzdar. Before dying of starvation, there's a lot of pain, whereas a sword doesn't include that. Ibai Yisei Mekra, Toivim, Hoyu Chalei Cheref, Mechalei Rav. And Shvi, Kashmakulam, being in captivity is the worst, as the coolest, everything is included in all these tsaras are there for somebody in captivity. Although I saw the Piskei Tshuva quote to Shas Tshuvas Yaakov that even though we're learning now the pigeon shvuyim is considered the highest level of tzedaka, if money was collected for a pigeon shvuyim from, and there is some sort of epidemic afterwards, they can't transfer the money from the pigeon shvuyim fund for the fund to take care of people who are nebuch suffering from the epidemic. Tanaban, kupas of tztaka, collecting tztaka is done b'shnayim by two people, umuschalekis, but it's divided b'shloish by three people. And the Gemara explains. Nigvus b'shnayim, shein oisim shroros tzibur. We don't have a situation of creating an authority, a committee running the community, pachs b'shnayim, with less than two people. Umuschalekis b'shloisha, but you need three people to divide the money, just like dinei mamnis, just like a dentira, you need three people to paskin. So ask Tosfos, so shouldn't you need three people to collect, to assess how much everybody has to donate? Answers Tosfos that there was no assessment needed, no specific assessment needed to know how much should be given, because it was given, it was an income tax, it was a tax based on income, a tax based on what you had, and therefore didn't require any special assessment. Continues the Gemara, Tamchui, we spoke about the fund where they gave food to people, they collected food and distributed food, that's Nigbis B'Shloisha, Mischalekis B'Shloisha, it's collected by three people and distributed by three people, Shigvuya V'Chalukim Shavim, which means that they collected and distributed the money one together, and since, as we learned, the distribution is done by three people, so the collection was also done by three people. Tamchui, food distribution was B'Kol Yom every day, as Rishonim say specifically in those times when they didn't have refrigeration, so that was the only way the food could be fresh. Kupa, the funding was done by Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. Tamchui was given Lani Olam, any poor person who comes to ask for money, for food, was given. Kupa, the funds, money, were only given Lani Eir. Rishonim, continues the Braisa, B'nai Eir Lasses Kupa Tamchui, the Tamchui Kupa, they could transfer using the Kupa money for Tamchui and vice versa. L'shnoisa Mechol Ma'ashiyirtsu, they could divert the Tztaka money for whatever they need. Which the Rishonim debate, because the halacha is you're not allowed to really change stock of money. So the Rimagash and the Rashba say, when the Gemara is saying L'shnois L'chol Ma'ashiyirtsu, it means that you're allowed to switch it specifically for purposes for poor people. But if it was given for one stock of fund for poor people, says the Rashba, it can be used for a different fund, but it has to be used for poor people. The Rebbeinu Tam disagrees. He says, when the Gemara says, L'shnois L'chol Ma'ashiyirtsu, it can be used even for Dvar Rishus, even for something which is not specifically for the poor people. Other Rishonim make some sort of a compromise. They say, if the intent is to return the money back to the fund, so it could be used for any purpose. If the intent is to keep it, not to return it to its original cause, then it could only be used for tzedakah purposes. Rishayim, continues the Braisa, B'nai'ir l'hasas l'midas, they could change the measures, they could say there are 13 inches in a foot, V'lasharim, they could make rules regarding pricing, V'aschar payalim, they could make rules regarding minimum wages, L'sik tzatzim, and find those that don't follow the rules. Aramah. So we said, quotes the Gemara we just learned, Ein oisim shrorish al atzibur, pachs mishnayim. We don't make an authority over the city less than two people. Menor Amili, Amar Rav Nachman Amakra, because the pasuk says when they collected for the Mishkan, a Loshin Rabbim, the Haim Yechu Esazov Esakesev, Haim is a Loshin Rabbim, which indicates a minimum of two individuals. Ask the Gemara, says the Gemara, Sroros Hudaloy Avdi, it's only giving them this appointment that you need a minimum of two individuals. Hoyem Nui Mamnin, a trusted, we could trust even an individual to administer something by himself. He appointed two brothers to be administrators for the fund. Now, two brothers, we know, are possible to be Adam together, yet they were appointed together. What authority is represented when it comes to collect tzedakah? The halacha is that we could take a mashkin, we could force people to participate, feel a bear of Shabbos, even on Erev Shabbos, where the person they come to collect from maybe has an excuse that he's busy, we could force him, and that is a srora, and that's why we need at least two people. Any v'ksiv v'karati akol lachtzav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish all of those that oppress the Jewish people. Even charity collectors, if somebody acts, if a charity collector acts too oppressively, too overzealously in collecting the money, they will be punished. So we see that you're not allowed to act, that a tzedakah collector is not allowed to act in that way. Answers the Gemara Lokasha. Hada Amid. If the contributor is wealthy, so taking his property is not considered oppressive, and the Gabbai Tzedakah may do so. Hada Loy Amid. If he's not wealthy, then you shouldn't do so. Pash Pshat Amid Loy Amid means that he's wealthy or not wealthy. Another Pshat is Amid, is that the Gabbai Tzedakah evaluated that this person is a wealthy person. He assessed that he could afford it. Kihad Rava, Akvale Rav Nosson Barame, he forced Rav Nosson Barame, who was a wealthy man, v'shokmenei abamei zuzel tztaka, to contribute 400 zuz to tztaka. Ask Taisus. There's a rule, Gemara Masech Techulin says, Komet Sasei, Shemat Mitzchar Kosu Betzidah, any mitzvah that the Torah explicitly gives, says what reward you get for fulfilling that mitzvah, ain't Bezdin Shamata Mesharon Lov. Bezdin doesn't force people to fulfill it. And since the Torah says, regarding somebody who gives tzedakah, Yivarecha Hashem Elokecha B'chol Ma'asecha B'chol Mishlach Yodecha, so the Torah tells us the reward for giving tzedakah, how do we force people to give tzedakah? So one pshat is that our Gemara is referring only to forcing him by word, not any physical act. That is done even by mitzvah say Shemat Nischar B'Tzidah. Another pshat is that that's part of the rules of the city, that the people of the city that accepted upon themselves that they can be forced to participate in tzedakah. Another pshat is that in the mitzvah tzedakah, there isn't only a mitzvah asay. There's a mitzvah lois asay of lois samitzis levavcha, lois sikbets es yotcha, mechicha evyon, and they're forcing them to give tzedakah to fulfill that they shouldn't transgress the law, not because of the mitzvah asay. Another pshat is when it says Ein Bezdin Mesharim, means that Bezdin is not obligated to use its authority to force people to do the mitzvah to say. But if Bezdin wants to exercise such authority, they may. Another pshat that the Ktzai suggests is that everybody's money, there's a lien There's a financial lien on every Jew's money to give tzedakah. And that lien, and they're just exercising, like a bank would exercise its right to collect on that lien. The pasuk says in Daniel, "Vamazhirim yazhiru kizoya rakiya." Who is that referring to? It's the dayin shadon din emes lamitai. And the mefarshim discuss, what does it mean, din emes lamitai? So Tosfos explains that sometimes there's a dayin sitting at a din taira, and worried to follow the letter of the law, it seems that this person should win and this person should lose. But he sees that that's not really the right psak. He should use his common sense. He should use his intuition. Don din emes lamitai. Another pshat is that the dayan has to be very careful not to allow himself to be influenced that he likes one of the litigants or he dislikes one of the litigants. He has to go with emes. Who does that refer to? Eile gabay tzedakah. That is referring to gabay tzedakah. Why they compare to stars? So I saw a beautiful pshat. As we're going to learn, the right way of giving tzedakah is that tzedakah should be given as anonymously, quietly as possible. So these gabay tzedakah are like the stars. When do they give the tzedakah out? When the stars are out at night, when nobody sees people getting the tzedakah. The Melamde Tanoikas are compared to stars. Why are they compared to stars? So I saw many pshatim. One pshat is the Talmidim are like stars. Stars look very small. Here we have still very young Talmidim, but working with them and developing them properly, they will become great people. Another pshat is that, unfortunately, many times people who are mechanchim, people who are rabbeim, are not treated very well. They're not paid well. They're not treated with the proper respect. Says the Gemara, they're like stars. Every star shines. Every star is needed for the world, but they're not appreciated. But they are very great. The Mashal says, shot like this. Although a Rebbe works and teaches his Talmidim by day, but a Rebbe should be thinking about his Talmidim all of the time. Says the Gemara that the Rabbeim are like the stars that come out by night. And even by night, the Rabbeim, when they're not in the yeshiva, still should be thinking about their Talmidim. Kigoyman has the Gemara, who is the example of such a person, Amrav, Kigoyim Rav Shmuel Bashelis. Rav Shmuel Bashelis was extremely dedicated to his Talmidim. The Rav Ashkecheler of Shmuel Bashelis, Tavakoy Beginsa. He was standing by a garden. Amalei Shafkele Menoscha, have you given up your job that you're standing here? Amalei, Hatleis Hashanad Lechazili. It's 13 years that I haven't come to see this garden that I own. And hash the nami, even now, where I am standing here, dat telavei, I'm thinking about my Talmidim. Rabbanan mei, what is said regarding people who learn Torah all of the time? Am Ravina, v'ayavav, k'tseis ha-shemesh, v'gvorosai. Tan Rabbanan, gabit stok en rishoyim lifesh zemizeh. When two people go to collect together, they shouldn't separate from each other, so we shouldn't, chas v'shom, come to suspect them of stealing. One could go to the gate and one could go to the store. Since they're right next to each other, it doesn't look like they're separating. If a gabay tzedakah finds money in the street, which he's allowed to keep, he shouldn't put him into his pocket, because people will chas v'shal maybe accuse him that he's pocketing tzedakah money. Put it into the pushka. He should know that that's his own private money v'yitlim. If he's asking, somebody owes him money, and part of the shuk, and that person pays him in the street, he shouldn't put that money into his pocket. He should put it into the pushka. Ten Rabbanan. Gavit stuck in Shalem and Neim Lechalik. They Baruch Hashem don't have anybody that needs stock up, and they have extra money, and they want to exchange the money to make from small coins into big coins. Partim Lachem, they should take other people's money, Vein Partim Latzman, not their own money. Again, people will think that they may be taking advantage of their position. Gavit Tanchui, Shalem and Neim Lechalik, the people who have the soup kitchen and there's extra food, Moichim Lachem, they should sell the food to others, but not to themselves, again, to avoid any seeming impropriety. Marshal Stocker, a minor from Shtayim, we shouldn't count Stocker money two coins at a time, where Chas V'Sholem people could accuse that he's counting two and taking one. The Gabbai, Al Achas Achas, count each coin by itself.